Children, I and I and I know they'll speak for themselves. They'll rise up and tell, never refusing to shine, not even on those who have done heinous crimes. Who will be forgiven? I know, I know. Oh, yes, you do know what day it is, and you know what time it is. And welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm R.J. Hampton, the unofficial boss of the universe, coming at you. And I'm getting ready to turn it over for the invocation and for this night's festivities as we deliver the good news. But first, we got to tell you what's really going on. So get ready, because I'm bringing on my favorite family Ohana members, Dr. Leonard Horowitz and his investigative research journalist, Sherry Kane. I'm giving it up. Dr. Len, you there?
Hi,
Sherry,
Reverend
you
Roxy.
There?
Wow, it's like old days, having Reverend Roxy Hampton start the Inside Hour. What a blessing. Thank you, sister. That's so nice to have you back again on the Inside Hour. Anyway, Heavenly Father, I praise you. I'm going to start this invocation to give tribute to you and all your glorious people. We thank you for your servants. We thank you for your humble messengers. We thank you for those who are in the front lines of the peace movement. We thank you for all the blessings, the gospel, the modern good news that you bring us. And we also thank you for all of those who are really stupid, all of those who are so stupid they put their foot in their mouths all the time, and they basically show us who they are so that we don't have to engage in those risks and those manipulations and satanic sorcery and devil doing. And we thank you for all the blessings of revelation that you've brought us. We thank you for the opportunity to serve humanity optimally with the revelations divine. We thank you for seeing the darkness and knowing what it is and knowing how to shine light into it. And we thank you for the light. It is evolving us and uplifting us and healing us. Besides sustaining us, we ask for a full blessing of protection over all of us, those who have hearts for you, those who have brains that know how you work and how you love. We ask for a special anointing of discernment for all of those listening to the Inside Hour who have you in their hearts and truth in their minds and tell it like it is. We thank you. Excuse me, Heavenly Creator, we thank you for all these blessings, and we thank you for this time in history, the end times, wherein we advance to 1,000 years of world peace, the Messianic Age. The blessed Messiah Yeshua shall walk among us, and we praise you for that opportunity to uplift us and our entire civilization into your vibration of 528 Hertz love. We know, Heavenly Creator, because you have shown us how 528 frequency is your heart, is your sourcing central frequency broadcast of love that everything in the botanical world is celebrating. We thank you for a blade of grass that you create, and we thank you for the entire botanical world that you sustain, uplift, and has this greenish-yellow color that is the center of your rainbow that literally gives us this vibration of love and harmony and peace and prosperity. This miracle, Do-Re-Mi miracle, miracle 6, 528, 5 plus 2 is 7, plus 8 is 15, 1 plus 5 is 6. These are your numbers, Creator. We thank you for all of your blessed numbers, because we now know how you create through your spoken word a sound, and how your sound uplifts, heals, and sustains and manifests miraculously everything simultaneously throughout the cosmos. What a grand creator you are. What a magnificent source of sustenance and healing and prospering in all ways you are. And we thank you for blessing us in this way so bountifully, that this harvest that we're now preparing to reap based on your love and seeding not only your revelation, but implanting the truth that shall set us free into the minds and hearts of those who are your children, who have ears to hear your call at this time. that we are delighted to celebrate your son's rearrival, return, although he has never left us. He's been here in the spirit, just as you have been here in the spirit. And if you are with us, then who can stand against us? Nothing, no one, nada, zero, zip. There is nothing that can stand in the way of your grace, your mercy, and your divine power to set the record straight. In Hawaii, it's called pono. In the Judeo-Christian world, it's called righteousness. Standing as we choose to in celebration of your love and your musical, mathematical law of the universe, we celebrate righteousness, right standingness, and we celebrate the divine revelations that have been so bountiful and plentiful and meaningful that we now know that we can vibrate like a blade of grass, that we can enjoy ourselves in harmony with the sunshine, soaking up the rainbow and uplifting the heart of that in greenish yellow, the chlorophyll, which is exactly virtually like chemically, biochemically, the hemoglobin that sustains us through the breath. You told us in your Bible, Heavenly Creator, that the life is in the blood, and that life is your Holy Spirit that's carried by that oxygen and H2O and that mineral water that we now know is like the ocean, the sea, and that it is in us. It is 80% of us, and that you are in us as 80% of us. That means we're all part of your divine family. And we celebrate your divinity in our Holy Spirit-filled temples. And we say, we praise, and we glorify you solely, exclusively as the real doctor, not some manipulated Manchurian mind-controlled slave to the Rockefeller industrial cartel complex that's poisoning people under the guise of public health and keeping things and secrets hidden under the guise of national security. We praise you, Heavenly Creator, for all of these revelations, including the simplest of all truths that shall set us free, including who we are in you and who you are in us, that we are part of this divine family, and we thank you for all the angels of protection and the guidance, and those angels that direct our research and revelations, and those angels that bring to us all of your most humble servants who are so incredibly magnificent and gifted and talented, from the mathematical geniuses of Marco Rodin and Victor Showell, and the physicists and the biophysicists that we have now engaged and have been attracting, and to tell us the truth about how we are part of you and you are part of us, and anything else, such as a government or an agency or some satanic sorcery that claims falsely that spirituality has nothing to do with health science, or that prayer doesn't produce miracles, or that miraculous healing is not available through your bountiful herbs and your botanicals, that all those satanic sorcerers that we have, by your grace, exposed this week, that we praise you for the truth that seems to be beyond them. Yet we are becoming enlightened by your truth, by your love, by your harmony, your musical mathematics of divinity that we celebrate eternally. In Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you for all these blessings. Amen.
Amen. Wow, what a beautiful prayer. I was really, I mean, into that. I just went somewhere else.
Thank you, sister. This is, by the way, you're listening to Sherry Kane. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Dr. Horowitz. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much. We have such a wonderful group here. We've got Reverend Roxy Hampton. We've got Sherry Kane. Gee whiz, you know, I'm blessed, folks. You can absolutely tell I am very thankful and grateful.
But I think it's more important, and appreciation is true. I think we should get to what's been going on so that people can understand what you and Sherry have been doing and what's next in this whole journey of exploring, because I believe that you've been led down a path that you and I both really didn't want to go. We knew it exists, but We didn't, but now we realize it's all tied into everything else. And Sherry and you have set the charge, and they say the truth is a dangerous explosive. And I thought perhaps you might want to share what I'm hinting at with the people who are listening.
Well, sure. Sherry, do you want to start? Go ahead.
Well, it started with Dr. Horowitz getting added to a NYSA Malta list that was circulated all over the Internet by Benjamin Fulford. The list was created by Greg Zemanski, alias
Eric Samuelson.
And we exposed that. And then after that, it was also somehow the list was put into Benjamin Fulford's report, attached to Edward Harley's last report, which was Christopher Story.
Now, let me just clarify that. Benjamin Fulford used to write for Forbes. Good friends with the Rockefeller family, gets a David Rockefeller interview. His father was allegedly murdered by the Rockefellers, yet he's still having interviews with Rockefeller. What's wrong with that picture?
Yes.
The Fulford family goes way back. General Motors, I believe it was a major, he was a major shareholder in GE, General Electric.
He was the only shareholder at one time.
Yeah, so basically this is the fortune that Benjamin Fulford, who created the forgery, which really is a felony when it comes to harming people, and ultimately Harley, Christopher Story was his pen name, was murdered
right
after he received death threats from Fulford, as well as from the CIA, Obama, Bush-Cheney, MI6 group that he exposed many, many times in terms of their financial dealings. Harley was the world's leading financial whistleblower.
Right.
So go ahead.
And so basically this list got circulated around the Internet, and the way he did it, Benjamin Fulford, was he put it – he acted like he received it from Jane Burgermeister, or maybe he did because she got the wrong information from Greg Zemanski, and her emails were put into Christopher Story's last report, but was part of Benjamin Fulford's article. And so it was coming from Fulford. At the bottom it said BibleBelievers.org, which we found out Greg Zemanski, the guy who created the list, is heavily affiliated with Bible.
But so are all of these, because you see, this group, the Bible Believers, that allege to be Christians, they go back to the satanic sept, the Church of Set or the Church of Satan. They are all engaged with these players such as Eric John Phelps. These people are
Tim White is another one, Dr. Truax another one.
Racist. And I'm not talking here as a Christian Jew. I am not addressing you tonight, and I'm not sharing this as this being a, quote, anti-Semitic issue. This is not about one group thinking that another group is bad or wrong. This is not just
about
the Jew world order.
This is about a conspiracy.
This is not just about the Jesuits. This is not about the Vatican, although these are the messages that Eric John Phelps, Dr. Truat, Timothy Patrick White, all the people that have been persecuting us, all the people that have been writing the most hideous, disgusting emails to Sherry that she's been posting on her blog.
SherryKane.com. You can look at the latest threats. Letters of evidence was Benjamin Fulford's reply to all of this. And I think that you'll find it really interesting, folks. Read my blog first. It's attached to Dr. Horowitz's site, his affidavit, which you can also read about if you haven't so far been up to date with what's going on. But they've been targeting whistleblowers. And
murdering journalists.
And
Don Harkins, the Idaho Observer, magnificent human being, his wife, Ingrid Cassell Harkins, has come out and stated that according to Harley warned, that's Christopher Story, the murdered journalist from Britain, the financial wizard, warned Ingrid and Don to watch out for Don Nikoloff.
Which has a show after this one.
Follows us on BBS Radio. And so basically, that's old news now. That's the old news.
Yeah, but see, let me just go back for 1 second. The reason why it all came about was these people had been out to get you for a long time. They've been writing bad things. But, you know, it was like you always focused on, you know, really the truth and the news and the good news.
I neglected this since 2006.
So now it got worse. The events got worse. That's led up to this was that this journalist, Christopher Story, died. Dr. Horowitz has a a Knights of Malta list was created where Dr. Horowitz's name was attached to it. And
oh,
there,
yes. Let me just bring up to date. Okay, so here's the old news, but the latest of the old news is, so folks, you've been told, and if you go to Wikipedia, this is going to lead into the new news, but if you go into Wikipedia and you listen to Eric John Phelps, if you listen to Truob, if you listen to Don Nikoloff or whoever else, they're going to tell you, allegedly, and David Icke or Alex Jones,
right,
all of these guys are engaged in the lie that the Knights of Hospitaller have anything to do or have something to do with the Knights of Malta. They don't. And what we've just published, right now I've posted the official statement certified from the Grand Dame Duchess of the Royal Order here of the Knights Hospitaller of St. John of Jerusalem, stating that they have zero zip to do with the Vatican.
Where is that listed
by
at?
Charter. It is actually part of the PDF file that you can go to now online. If you go to fluscam.com, we're still advancing because this coming fall, they're going to hit us again with vaccinations. They're going to hit us with the frights and fear of H5N1 recombining with H1N1. They've already started to do that. So basically, this new article, if you go to fluscam.com, at the very top, you'll see the new posting, the new page. It says CIA, FBI, COINTELPRO. If you click on COINTELPRO, CIA, FBI, COINTELPRO link, it'll open up the whole story, the whole page that we just mailed out and is being circulated now by hundreds of activists worldwide, and that part of that has a PDF file link, and actually that document, I think I posted it directly online, so you can see it right then and yourself. And it was this organization, just as I've been telling you, has been advanced by a family named Babrinsky in New York. From the very beginning,
Knights of St. John of Jerusalem
had zero to do with the Knights of Malta, zero
and
to do.
And now Wikipedia has actually said that they're the same. They actually combined the two and changed everything from when the first time we looked at it and we had that information.
Right.
So that's just a recent thing. But I also want to point out to everybody out there is that this, the reason why these people were exposed was because they were making themselves, they actually
they
made themselves exposed
themselves.
Because they went and they harassed your office in Idaho, they called them up, they harassed us by emails, and there we had nothing we could do but to find out who these people were, look into them, and figure it out. And this is when we discovered they were all part of this COINTEL operation that basically what they are paid operatives to go in and mix it up and discredit people, and this is what's going on. They're meant to give you disinformation out there. They're meant to give the people out there disinformation so you don't know what's true, you don't know who's telling you the truth, and they do put some stuff that's true, mixing it up with a lot of stuff that isn't true to send you off the track and divert your attention.
And to
but also
the people, like the separating James
exactly, exactly
from Horowitz, from half a dozen other activists.
But I also want to say something else that's going to lead up into it is that not only do they do that, but they also are at the forefront a lot of times of exposing things that they are involved in. So, for instance, they'll talk about Satanism. They'll talk about pedophilism. And
they're always
involved
being pointing their fingers. Just
exactly.
Like they're pointing their fingers at me. You're
exactly.
Assuming, look who's pointing the fingers. You know, there's a saying on the internet, and it's a wise saying, when somebody's pointing a finger at you, you know, four fingers are pointing back.
Right.
And so the reality is that these are the guys that they stuck their own foot in it. They basically created us to look at these issues of Satanism, the Church of Satan. They had us look into pedophilia because they made allegations, all sorts of allegations, and then they brought people into their internet communications, such as Ted Gunderson. Thank you, Timothy Patrick White. Thank you, Truot. Thank you for bringing who I thought was a completely wonderful man, Ted Gunderson. I've been going to bat for Ted all these years. Man, oh, man, did I have a wake-up this past week.
Yeah, especially finding out that Ted Gunderson was married to Anton LaVey's ex-wife.
That's, who's Anton LaVey?
And Anton LaVey is the founder of the Church of Satan.
And what are they up to?
Well, actually, they separated into two churches now. One is called the Church of Set. The other one is called the Church of Satan. The Church of Set is run by Michael Aquino.
And Michael Aquino, just folks, get this.
Tell him what his position is. That's the most interesting thing. What was his
position? I hope you're sitting down. Okay. The Church of Satan, or the Church of Set today, is run by the United States of America's number one propagandist in psychotronic warfare and propaganda through COINTELPRO operations. He is Michael A. Aquino. And Michael A. Aquino has been on television programs with Ted Gunderson, where Geraldo Rivera just superficially brushes the surface, doesn't really get into depth, and leaves the audience thinking, man, there's children being violated and trafficked, and all sorts of satanic rituals are engaging blood and drinking of blood of children, violating all these children, and yet they don't go into detail. In fact, Ted Gunderson states that, oh, there's nothing that we can do about it in one of his interviews. We just he said that actually to Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints several years ago. So this is now what we are advancing. We've exposed, because it was Dr. Truot, it was Timothy Patrick White who pointed the fingers at us and gave us the hints of who to look into, that we have now exposed the number one COINTELPRO, that's counterintelligence program, operating today, infiltrating all of the grassroots organizations. Every activist organization has been infiltrated by teams just like this one, whether you're talking about alternative medicine, whether you're talking about 9/11 truth, whether you're talking about the green movement, the environmental movement, whether you're talking about female women's rights or gay rights or any rights, family rights, they're all infiltrated by agent provocateurs that do the same thing. They mix it all up. They mix truth with lies. They create confusion, and they create dissonance within that community, whereby the leaders of the community, instead of collaborating, they're thinking that each other is untrustworthy. So this is what they've done. Now, we have just sent out a wonderful article that goes into great detail about this. Sherry, you can tell folks.
Well, I wanted to also point out that we attempted to send out this article, and I'm getting a lot of emails now from people who said that they didn't get much in the email. It was a bunch of numbers. So we're being heavily attacked right now for sending out this article, especially with the work that we've been doing recently. Most recently, it's been worse. I mean, the attacks were always there, but this has been, I mean, we've been bombarded where we get cut off the internet, our computer goes blank, and now we're getting...
Yeah, I've never seen anything like
this.
I totally agree. So here's what I'm going to ask everyone listening right now.
Go to Healthy World Store, go down to the bottom of the page in the news archives, and click on the link.
Well, they can do that. I haven't set that one yet.
Oh, you haven't.
Let me suggest you do this. Look, go to that website I told you about a couple minutes ago.
FluScam.com.
FluScam.com. Click on the link at the top that says CIA, FBI, COINTELPRO. Read the article, copy and paste it into an email, and send it to every family member, every friend, and every network and organization that you know. This is about not just we the people. This is about our children. And let me just read to you what, because of a friend out there, one of many friends out there that send us letters and emails, after they received this, and most people didn't receive the email that we sent out, Sherry was talking about, that I just directed you to go to. Most people didn't get the full article. All of the pictures didn't come in. There's a whole variety of pictures, including the pictures of the players involved here. So go to that and copy and paste it all. But one friend got it and sent to me an article that came out yesterday in the LA Times. And that article was by Garrett Theroff. He is LA County government reporter. Now, if you understand what Ted Gunderson's background is, you're talking about FBI, LA, I think it's District 5, Division 5, excuse me, in LA. And this is one of the premier divisions, and Gunderson is the premier expert in this whole Satanism and child trafficking, child abuse. Now, interesting. Here is the LA County reporter, government reporter, coming out yesterday, timely, isn't it? Synchronous, that there's been, just a quote, it's a potentially dozens of child fatalities, end quote, that they've reported yesterday, that the government has no explanation for how come the data is being withheld and what happened to the children or the investigation of the children. So now listen to the letter. This is a letter that we're also going to be mailing out. If you're not on our mailing list already, please get on our mailing list by doing what Sherry said. Go to healthyworldstore.com and sign up to get our newsletters. So here's the letter that we're going to be sending out. I'm going to read it to you. It's a letter that I sent to this reporter. It says, "Dear Garrett Theroff, as an L.A. County government reporter, we are dissatisfied with your superficial reporting in the L.A. Times of the criminal cover-up of potentially dozens of child fatalities, according to your government source, Zev Uralsky. The independent audit and your article is a virtual whitewash of the elephant under the FBI's carpet. Approximately 500,000 children disappear annually in the United States, totally gone, vanished, without a clue. We are not talking about the approximately 250,000 more children that disappear and are found, or their abductors are found. That means 500,000 children disappear without a trace or evidence. How? Where?" So, Garrett Theroff, are you neglecting this information, or are you complicit in the conspiracy? With all these children disappearing in the United States and those dying of heart diseases every year in the United States, we need to know what's going on with our children. Below is an urgent alert, and that's, folks, I've linked that alert to, and this is the article that we've asked you to go to now, copy, paste, and send it all around, that explains the secret child abuse network, murders, and the disgusting satanic ring of CIA, FBI operatives linked to child trafficking that you have thus far grossly neglected. I'm speaking to Garrett Theroff here. You folks listening, you should no longer be neglecting this. We represent hundreds of activists and thousands of appalled citizens, highly troubled by this unresolved criminal pedophilia problem, linked to Satanism and sociopathic government officials. By neglecting coverage and activism in regard to these facts, everyone who is neglecting it are being implicated themselves in this conspiracy. It's a conspiracy of silence, or it's a conspiracy of lack of activism, but our children are dying and disappearing by the hundreds of thousands, and we need to have an answer to this and a resolution and a remedy for this. Obviously, this criminal conspiracy involving Division 5 of the FBI in L.A. and implicating people such as Ted Gunderson, Michael Aquino, and the Church of Set and its members needs to be investigated, and literally every newspaper in the United States, in fact, every newspaper around the world, should be heralding this now. So we are now alerting parents nationwide. Now get this, folks. Here's another thing. I hope you're sitting down again. We are now alerting parents nationwide that Target stores, you know those big Target stores, provide the FBI's National Forensics Labs responsible for administering justice upon the murderers and abductors of our children, and are partnered with Life Touch Company, the publisher of our children's photographs in the school yearbooks. That's right. Life Touch Company has a virtual monopoly over the publishing of our children's pictures. In essence, it is intolerable that we neglect the criminal conspiracy that I've discussed here operating within our governments, the CIA, FBI, photographing our children to provide a virtual menu for psychopaths to select their next target, then see their murders get covered up in a bogus investigation of insufficient evidence. So I write to Garrett Theroff at the LA Times, and I also say, folks, I'm asking you, pleading with you, you're either part of the problem or you're part of this evolving, accelerating solution.
Yes, you can look through the horror and see the light within, but it is important that we recognize, not deny. I mean, a lot comes into place because this has been going on for a long time, centuries. This is a ritual. This is a
ritualistic abuse.
Ritualistic abuse that goes back centuries. And it leaks out in the types of investigations that are either serendipitously brought up to where the Vatican or the church, I mean, we're starting to see the scandal, or it takes you to Boys Town, or it always leaks out. And because there are people who are crying out to right, to be redeemed, to tell their story, they come and awake and they realize, oh, my God, I was a victim of this very same thing. So part of what I believe we're trying to do with this is not to gross you out, but to bring you around to realize that there are fellow human beings who have been subjected to that which none of us would want to be subjected to. And a lot of their behavior is shaped by these experiences, and that's what they want.
You know, the bottom line is, how can we tolerate the abuse, murdering, abduction, satanic manipulation of and ritualistic, you know, psychopathology in our government officials, in our chief law enforcement agencies here in the United States and potentially elsewhere?
Power. They've been convinced that to participate, there are those people who have wanted power so much that they participate in these things with the promise that they will have the protection. People do this for the protection, for their protection of their family, so they participate.
You mean for the greed that they're getting the paid off? They sold their souls to the devil. Is that what you're saying?
That's what they're doing, and the devil is to be worshipped as much as God. This is in their world. They say, hey, I got this choice. It's a matter of choice, and these people are living that out.
Yes, and that's one of the tips, and that's one of the pieces of evidence, you see, because when Eric John Phelps does his writing, and when you read about the Bible believers, the brotherhood that they call themselves, with Timothy Patrick White and Dr. Truett, they subscribe to this fundamentally racist ideology that states that they are the choice makers. There's no God Almighty that does the judgment over them. They are the makers of the judgments, and therefore they're living their lives being the judges in a system where they operate above the law. They have zero fear,
no retribution.
But you know the level of stupidity. I mean, they could do a lot of damage. They could assassinate us. They could continue to do this. And so long as there is a conspiracy of silence, and we are divided as sheeple, going to this slaughterhouse and having our children violated in this way and depopulated in this way. Essentially, they can get away with this, but it's not gonna go forever. It can't. These people are really stupid because right now their stupidity is showing so dramatically with the understanding of the science and the truth about what love is, what enlightenment is, what this whole evolution into a better way, into ultimately 1,000 years of world peace, I pray.
So we have a caller on the line. Derek from Orlando, Florida. Are you out there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Derek. How are you? You have a question regarding Alex Jones and Silver Soul.
Yes, this is Eric.
Yes, Eric. Yeah, please, what's your question?
I saw a 30-year-old BP disaster is complicit against it's kind of a cover-up on the BP one thing with the Rothschilds. 30 talked about Alex possibly being wrapped up with Homeland Security Medical and seen as a Silver Soul.
Yes,
sir.
Could you talk a little bit louder, please? Yeah, we're having a little difficult time. We're halfway around the world from you right now, so speak up.
Okay. Yeah, the Silver Soul, there's a link to the Silver Soul. We have a whole page about how you can do a show.
I'm cutting out. It's a really bad connection.
Yeah, are you on Skype or something?
I'm on a cell phone.
Oh, yeah, okay, gee whiz, I wish we could hear you. All right, correct me if I'm wrong. Your question has something to do with Alex Jones, whether or not he's engaged in something that concerns his patronage by Silver Soul and American Biotech Labs, correct?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, and specifically, what question other than that?
Well, he's a big, you know, patriot. He's what your website, I believe you have. He's you know, working kind of stuff.
Okay, yeah, you're breaking up too bad. So let me just try to do this for the sake of clarity and time. Yes, if you go to silversolfraud.com, that's S-I-L-V-E-R-S-O-L, fraud.com, you'll read up the whole story about Alex Jones's infiltration by Homeland Security officials that have partnered and are on the payrolls of American Biotech Laboratory, which makes Silversol, it makes ASAP Silver, it makes a half a dozen other silver type of products. They go with the FDA's blessing. They make so much more claims than what we make with OxySilver, yet I get the letters. I get the condemning letters from the FDA. And if you go to, actually, you can see my latest response to the FDA, again, on fluscam.com. You can see FDA, and you can see at the top, you can link to the FDA page that has my responses to the FDA currently. But at any rate, the Silversol folks committed scientific fraud. And I think Alex Jones is either real dumb and really out of the loop. But, you know, the problem is that we know that he's not that dumb. We know that he's got enough brights, like you say, he's been at the forefront of the patriot community.
Well, can I say my thoughts about Alex?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I think Alex Jones is actually somebody, and right from the beginning, you know, he would sell out. I mean, he sold out. He needed money. He was financially down. He really had an ambition for fame. And so here they come along and want to make a movie with him. They come to him. They say, okay, we're going to make a film with you. We're going to put you together with Charlie Sheen.
I don't know if you can ascribe that specifically.
It wasn't specifically, but I can tell you that a part of it will be that he definitely had ambitions for that, and it could easily be turned. Well, or he could be involved with the same people that we're exposing right now.
Well,
that's
a possibility. But the bottom line here is, if you look at the Silversol advertisement, it is an absolute downright fraud. What they did is they stole my intellectual property. The hexagonal shape of the electrons in their supposed doctored electron micrograph that they have on their website to promote Silversol is a fraud, and that it is clear that Homeland Security officials, including the Director of Medicine and a Surgeon General of the, I think it's the Air Force, is part of the team that's promoting the Silversol products. Alex Jones, who makes a large part of his living banging Homeland Security, It is an outrage against all of us who have held Alex in high esteem. As you read on that article, I had always thought highly and always spoke highly of Alex Jones. Even when other people were berating him, I always defended him. Now, I am very angry, because the bottom line is, we were advertising with Alex. I wrote a commercial for OxySilver containing 528 frequency.
And he refused to actually do anything with 528.
He refused to state it. They literally neglected my efforts to work with them, and the money that we were paying them was insufficient. They had an ulterior agenda. Last year, if you remember correctly, during the height of the flu panic, when we could have easily sold so much more OxySilver through Alex Jones, he refused to run our ads, and they literally delayed us for pretty much most of the flu season before they finally got it together. And then what we found out was that they were working with this other company, and that's why apparently we were shut down and Alex didn't want to talk about 528. Suddenly this company steals my intellectual property and the concept of putting a frequency for benefits into a double superconductor. That silver is a superconductor. Water is a liquid crystal superconductor. When you put frequency just like a powerful homeopathic frequency or energy into silver water, you have the capacity to produce a profound impact on the body water. So I did that research. I started with OxySilver with that. I promoted the heck out of it. We've created a whole market for this new concept. Now these guys come along with the FDA's blessing, and they put the UV light frequency into this double superconductor, which we know in science causes cancer. It is a carcinogenic trigger when you add homeopathic powerful double superconductor frequency of the ultraviolet frequency range. Now you've got to be either a Homeland Security official wanting to depopulate people and profit off of people getting sick with cancer, or you've got to be a complete idiot to do that. That's what Alex Jones is selling now.
Okay, so if he's an idiot, which it's a very big probability he is, he did it for the fame and for the
But, you know, I want to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say that Alex is so busy getting money, making himself famous, doing whatever, that he grossly neglected the people who came to his advertisers and said, "We want Alex to advertise SilverSol instead of OxySilver, and we're going to pay you a lot more money. We're going to do this and we're going to do that." And giving Alex the benefit of the doubt.
Another thing he had to add was, can you just put some kind of a frequency in there? Because Dr. Horowitz has some kind of a frequency. I think he calls it 528. Can you just stick a frequency in there? And then they did, and tell them about the frequency they put in.
Well, that's what I just got done saying. They put a frequency that would, by any... Yeah, an ultraviolet light frequency, which kills. It's antimicrobial, antibiotic, anti-life. Biology is good. You ideally want to treat people, heal people by uplifting them in harmony with divinity and nature, which is probiotic. It's pro-life. And so basically this is what this whole concept is. You know, they're adding a frequency that can kill. And we're saying if you do that, you could be very easily killing people. If you put in a frequency, we know ultraviolet light frequencies cause cancer. They cause skin cancers. Solid slam dunk, proven in science. If you put that into a silver solution that's a double superconductor, a supercharged homeopathic, you start to take that, you are likely to get cancer. I mean, Sherry, tell folks what you experienced. You took, what was it, about 9 months ago, you took something for nosebleed.
Yeah,
homeopathic, you didn't even know.
Right, yeah, it didn't say a nosebleed. It was actually to stop bleeding, and because I had a terrible menstrual cycle and I couldn't stop bleeding, so I was taking these homeopathic remedy that I got from Brazil. They were Brazilian herbs. I took them. And
it was a homeopathic, right?
It was a homeopathic herb, exactly. And so I took this herb. And all I remember was I never had a nosebleed in my life. I woke up one morning with the very next morning with my pillow full of blood and blood all over me. And I remember streaming down my face from my nose. And I remember touching my face when I woke up, and I felt like warm liquid on my face, and I looked at my hand, it was completely full of blood. And then I remember,
and this was from folks, listen to this. This is from a homeopathic. A homeopathic doesn't have anything in it except water and the frequency vibration of the herb.
It's like a ghost.
It's like it's basically a resonant energy. It's
yeah.
a resonant energy signature. Again, water is like a liquid crystal. You're listening to my voice right now via internet because of silicone chips, crystals in your computer, or the radio is chips. It's all crystal technology. And that
isn't
likewise,
that similar to
water.
What they say ghosts are? Ghosts are like leave their energy behind. It's a memory of what was there before.
Well, I think that the ghosts are actually living in a parallel dimension that parallels us, because again, it's like what Jesus said. He said that the kingdom of heaven is near. He didn't mean that it's temporally
right.
far off.
We believe
time.
That, but the scientists believe something different, though. Right?
I don't know what
the
scientists. I haven't studied enough
the
on ghosts.
When
but
you, the when you study, when you read what the scientists say about ghosts, they say that it is a memory. That's how they logically explain any paranormal activity with somebody who you encounter that died before. It's really not there. It's just a memory of them. And so that's why I'm saying there's a parallel with the homeopathics and the ghosts in a spiritual world.
Well, anyway, the bottom line is, thanks for the call and for the question. My advice to you is send Alex Jones emails saying, Alex, get rid of American Biotech Labs as sponsors, because if you don't, you're a hypocrite. You bang Homeland Security, but yet you take their money. So just, folks, stay away from that. I would urge you also, if you have bought Silversol, send it back, get a refund, get your money back, and tell the folks at Silversol, how dare you steal Dr. Horowitz's intellectual property? How dare you commit consumer and scientific fraud? And how dare you work with Homeland Security, with Alex Jones, particularly when Homeland Security is preparing to have hundreds of thousands, probably millions of Americans incarcerated and or killed. So let's move on. Reverend Roxy, you have something to share.
Oh, I was just going to say that this is a perfect example of a dissolution of a powerful people. And these are the last throws. This is their last-ditch effort. But they're dinosaurs, and they keep repeating their patterns. That's why we're able to now. I'm at this point where I know we're out in front of them. Out in front of them means that we could see them coming. They're not prepared. They hope that we are looking in a different direction so that they can cold cop us. But what I'm going to say to you, Dr. Lynn, is for you and Sherry to keep on uncovering, keep on supporting the cause, and dealing with the children, because that's what it's all about, is waking up the parents that you don't want your child to be a victim. You want your child to win, and you want your child to be safe. So hold them close, and forget those school pictures. With digital today, everybody can take a picture of their kid, and they can make their own book. There's no reason to have your child getting their school pictures taken and you buying them and then finding out later that things are done. They watch your children grow up. They watch them grow up so they can identify them. They know about them through the school. So it's all tied in. And
yes,
so
it is. Sherry, maybe, Sherry, you can add a little bit about this case, the Franklin cover-up that Timothy Patrick
right.
White was involved in. Again, this is a friend of Truot. Timothy Patrick White subscribes intimately with Eric John Phelps. And, again, intimately linked they are to Ted Gunderson and this whole Church of Satan.
Right.
But go ahead. Tell us about the Franklin cover-up.
Well, the interesting thing is that if you go and read the emails, the threatening emails that were sent, there was a man named Tim White that was sending a lot of those emails. Tim White actually works for Ted Gunderson. He works under Ted Gunderson, according to all evidence. And Tim White was the person who received the photo from Ted Gunderson, who had the photo of Johnny Gosch. Johnny Gosch was the boy who was 13 years old when he was kidnapped. He was never found, and then this picture came about that had him in bondage, him and two other boys in bondage, and they were 13-year-old boys in bondage. And Tim White was the only one that had the photo, and he had gotten it from Gunderson. And
you know, isn't that interesting? How that particular photograph that shows...
Right. So let me tell you, explain to everybody why this Johnny Gosch story was so important and how it relates to what we're doing. Johnny Gosch was discovered by his mother after he was kidnapped years later. She was watching a TV program where George Bush Sr. was doing a report on television, and behind him, she noticed the boy looked so much like her son. In fact, she realized it was her son, and he was much older. And so she went and she tracked him down. She tried to find him, and when she finally did, he told her, look, they'll kill you if they find you. So he was basically taken in as a sex slave, as a prostitute, to live among these people in these high-powered positions, such as George H.W. Bush.
Yeah, you just got an email from someone that said something to the effect that until we the people clear out all of the pedophiles and the psychopaths in government, particularly in Capitol Hill,
exactly,
we shall not have any blessing for this country.
And the interesting thing, how it works, how it relates to the work that we're doing, is because we pray all the time. We pray all the time for peace in the world. We pray all the time for people to get enlightened, to wake up. We pray for this world to be a better place every day. And we ask the Creator to please help us find the truth out that's going to open up people's minds to really what's going on and how, what is really, really the core of everything. And we realized the Partnership for New York City was doing a lot with the vaccinations, was doing a lot with the media. That was a core place. But what we've uncovered now is the core psych, the core psychological mindset of the people that are running all of this. And once you realize how their mind works, that's when we know what the problem is. That's, like you said, that's a big part of finding the solution.
That's exactly right. That's a blessing. Thank you, Sherry, for articulating that so clearly. In other words, we now have diagnosed. In medicine, you learn that diagnose is halfway to treatment and healing. Basically, you can't treat effectively if you don't diagnose, which means to see through to the root of the problem. And in this case, the problem's root stems in the psychopathology. These people grow up in a culture of Satanism and of abuse of all sorts for generations even. They're engaged over and over again in ritualistic abuses, and they think that this is what they prefer to administer continuously, and that they've been given by their satanic god the authority over we the people and the stewardship of this nation. The reality is, right now, there is a spiritual renaissance unfolding. The light outshines the darkness. The fact is that these people are so hideously psychopathic and stupid that they don't realize that a blade of grass, even now, is heralding the truth that shall set us free. It's not about fear. It's not about torture or torment. It's not about taxation without representation. It's about love. It's about we the people coming to a full measure of understanding of how the Creator, through frequency vibration, I call it hydrosonics. You're made of water. Water and sound creates and recreates us, sustains us, and heals us. We now have the simplest and most powerfully profound understandings about how we can heal ourselves and our nation and our world. We can move this whole, we call it the 528 Love Revolution. Go to 528loverevolution.com and begin to realize what it is that we have, we've been blessed with, and we're heralding. It's not complex. You can understand it. You can see that simple musical instruments and the sound of your voice can bring about tremendous healing of yourself, of your friends, your family, and then through the understanding of this creative technology, we can recreate ourselves in the image and balance and harmony of our Creator, and we can literally recreate our entire civilization based on the fundamental laws of creation. That is in Hawaiian called pono, and that is in Judeo-Christian theology called righteousness. Right standingness, standing right in the kingdom of heaven, that is, right in the musical mathematical matrix of how we are created, healed, and sustained. That's mathematics, it's music, and we've got it.
We would not have to be here today. Oh, if only we had taken the righteous way. But it is true, we will cage the rage, we'll dry the tears, we'll end all suffering, we'll destroy all fears, we'll stop the greed, we'll end all wars, and this earth will be paradise like it was before. And like my father said, we the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified, oh my goodness, and also the deviant, we've been led by these people with a sexual appetite, because to them, sex is power. But to us, love is power. So power to the people. I want to say to both you and Sherry, it's always a joy to be with you, and so I'm going to let you close out, but I just wanted to put that 2 cents in because I was told I know who's going to win, and I know who's going to lose. So
yeah.
Stick around, folks. You don't want to leave now. Oh, no.
Yeah, well, you always wait, baby. Don't go away so fast.
What's that?
Do the whole thing. We the unwilling.
Oh,
Yes.
Who have been led by the unqualified.
Tell it.
Have been doing the unbelievable
for
so long with so little. We now attempt to do the impossible with what you was talking about.
Nothing.
And so, that looks like prayer, doesn't it?
That's right.
It looks
that's
like
exactly
prayer.
The power of prayer, faith. It's all about the power of faith and the glorious creator and the putting it out there through the frequency vibrations of your labia ratum, your lips, the creative instruments. If the creator creates through the spoken word, then we can recreate and create ourselves using the spoken word, the sound, the song. Sherry, tell us who to thank for tonight's program.
We want to thank Healthy World Store for all your amazing products and how you save people's lives every day. And we also want to thank HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. If you haven't signed up with Healthy World Affiliates, definitely help us by partnering with us. Sign up
yes,
and get a free website.
Yes, we need your partnership. Oh, yeah. If there's anyone out there that wants to donate about $950 a month to the ministry that we're now blessing and advancing, we need it. If we want to make this program into a live broadcast video from Hawaii, we're out in the boonies, folks. We're really in the jungle out here, and barely we can get out. We can't get out even on Skype. We're on phones tonight. That's unusual for us. When we were in Southern California, we were live streaming because of the high connect speed. To get a T1, we need about $950 a month. So if there's anyone out there that wants to fund our ministry for a year and give us a grant and give us a donation for all that money, then we can bring this program. Actually, Reverend Roxy, Sherry Kane, and myself can broadcast, and you can pick us up in video as well as audio through BBS and through the love528tv.net.
And we can cross-promote your stuff as well when we send out our newsletters. We can put your if you have a company that you want us to promote, if you are going to be donating and helping us, we can definitely promote what you're doing as well. So if you're out there and you're interested in contributing, that's wonderful. We definitely could use your help, especially with what we're battling right now. As you know, this is the worst. These are the worst entities anybody can ever imagine dealing with. This is like definitely the dark, satanic side.
Yeah, but we got the light.
We do, but we still have to battle them, and it
yes,
takes and it takes a lot of energy, a lot of time, and a great internet connection.
I think the concept we've got to send them a lot of love, send them prayers, send them love.
Yes. Well, that's what we're doing. We're doing that. But anyway, and we're also going to be, you know, wanting to work on the good news, and that's going to need a lot.
Yeah, we need your help to support. Go to i528tunes.com. Start to transpose your music. Get this working with us so that we can have the music. Every time you play music in 528, ultimately it's like throwing a pebble into a pond. The waves ripple out to the farthest shores through the hydrated atmosphere. You're actually helping to shift the entire issues from the darkness into the light of love. So we ask for you to understand study528love.com or love528.com for the musicians, retune your instruments. For those musicians out there, play and sing in 528. For those of you who love music and are listening to it all the time, upgrade it so that it blesses you and heals you, not just undermines you and causes stress in you. And that you can easily do on 528tunes.com.
And I also want to let everybody know that we have a new version of Pharma Horrors. It's the bleeped version, so if you have any churches that you're affiliated with or any other kind of organizations where, you know, there may be some children or you want to see Pharma Horrors, it's more family-oriented now. We've bleeped out all the curse words. So we have the two versions. We have the unbleeped version and the bleeped version. So I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Right, yeah. Thank you so much, Sherry Kane. And, folks, yes, get the bleeped version of Pharma Horrors by calling toll-free, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Ask them for the bleeped version for churches and synagogues and temples and mosques. Go get Pharma Horrors so that you can educate the congregations. Reverend Roxy Hampton, we love you. Thank you so much for joining us. Folks, same time next week. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye.